The Emperor's New Clothes. Once upon a time, there lived a vain emperor in a faraway land. He was too proud of himself. He loved clothes so much that he was only interested in buying fashionable and expensive clothes. He didn't care about his country or his people. He never visited his soldiers or listened to people's problems and needs. He spent all his money on clothes. Every week, he walked through the city to show his new clothes to people. He became very happy when people liked his new coat, hat, shoes, or trousers. Because he was the emperor, people agreed with whatever he said and liked whatever he wore. He thought that people loved him and that he was the best. One day, two men arrived in the city. Their names were Victor and Hugo. Victor and Hugo heard about the emperor's interest in clothes, so they decided to trick him. They knew he loved clothes, and they wanted to make a lot of money. So they made a plan. "Let's tell the emperor that we are famous tailors," said Victor.
"Yes, and we should tell him that we can make wonderful clothes for him," said Hugo.
The next day, Victor and Hugo went to the palace to meet the emperor.
"Your Majesty," said Victor, "my friend and I are tailors. We can create the most beautiful clothes in the world. The patterns and the colors are fascinating."
"Yes," said Hugo.
"We want to make a magical suit for you. We will use special scraps of materials for it."
The emperor was very curious about the offer.
"What magical suit?" he asked.
"Only clever people can see the suit. It is invisible to stupid people," answered Hugo.
The emperor loved this idea.
"That's great," he said. "I want to wear that suit. Make it as soon as possible. What do you need for it?"
"We need some gold and silver thread. We need some money too, because we are going to buy a special fabric for the suit," answered Victor.
So the emperor gave the two men two bags of gold coins. That night, Victor and Hugo took the thread and the bags of gold coins out of the palace. They hid them under a rock in the forest. The next morning, the two men started to work on the magical suit in a room in the palace. They used scissors, needles, and pins, but there weren't any fabrics or clothes in their hands. They kept working till late at night, and they didn't go out of the room for 2 days. The emperor didn't go into their room, but he heard the men laughing and talking.
"That's good. They are working hard," he thought.
The emperor told everyone about the two tailors and the magical suit. In a few days, everyone in the palace knew about it. They told their friends out of the palace, and soon, everyone in the country knew about the magical suit.
"Only clever people can see this special suit. It is invisible to stupid people," they said to their friends and neighbors.
Meanwhile, the emperor was getting more and more curious. He wanted to see his new clothes, but he was worried too.
"If I can't see the magical suit, everyone will think I am stupid," he thought. "I can't go see it now, but I can send someone for it. The Prime Minister is a clever man. I'm sure he can see the magical suit."
Then, he told the Prime Minister to go to the tailor's room to have a look at his new suit. The Prime Minister went into the tailor's room. He saw Victor and Hugo standing behind the table, but he couldn't see any clothes. They weren't making anything.
"Oh no," he thought. "I can't see anything here.
I must be stupid. They mustn't know that I am stupid. Come closer, please, said Victor to the Prime Minister. Look at these beautiful colors and patterns.
He pointed at the empty table. The Prime Minister put on his glasses and opened his eyes wide, but he still couldn't see anything.
We have worked really hard. What do you think of it? Asked Hugo.
It is very beautiful, said the Prime Minister. The patterns are great, and the colors are fascinating. I'm sure the Emperor will like it very much.
He went out of the room quickly and found the Emperor.
Your Majesty, the patterns are wonderful. It's the most beautiful suit I have ever seen, he said to the Emperor.
The Emperor was very happy to hear this.
Great, he said. Now tell the tailors I am coming to see them. Tell the ministers to come with me. They all must see my new clothes.
All the ministers went into the tailor's room with the Emperor. They all stood and looked at the empty table.
Oh no, I can't see anything, thought the Emperor. This is terrible. I must be stupid.
Then he looked at the ministers. They couldn't see anything either, but they all said,
It's lovely! Look at these beautiful colors!
The Emperor smiled at Victor and Hugo and said,
Thank you, young men. It is beautiful. I love it.
There is a parade in the town tomorrow. I will wear this suit then.
The next day, the suit was ready. The two tailors took it to the Emperor.
Please take off your clothes, Your Majesty, said Victor. Then he pointed at the empty chair.
Here are the trousers, here is the coat, and here is the cape. Please try them on. The fabric is very light, so you can move freely in it, he said.
The Emperor didn't see any clothes, but he pretended to wear them. Victor and Hugo looked at him and said,
The suit fits you perfectly. Look at yourself.
The Emperor looked at the mirror. He turned round and round in front of the mirror, but he couldn't see the magical suit. He could only see his underwear. The Emperor gave Victor and Hugo 2 more bags of gold coins. They thanked the Emperor and left the palace quickly.
All the ministers came into the Emperor's room.
When they saw the Emperor, they were shocked. The Emperor was only wearing his underwear.
You look fantastic, said the Prime Minister. Are you ready for the parade, Your Majesty?
Yes, I am. We can go, answered the Emperor.
There were a lot of people in the streets. Everyone was looking forward to seeing the Emperor's new clothes. The Emperor started to walk through the streets proudly. The people didn't see any clothes, but they clapped their hands loudly as he passed by.
The Emperor looks very handsome in his new clothes, said a woman.
The suit fits him perfectly, said a man.
The fabric is beautiful, said some girls.
Then, suddenly, a little boy shouted,
The Emperor isn't wearing anything!
Everyone was quiet. Then, people started to whisper to one another and laughed loudly.
The Emperor hasn't got any clothes on! Poor man, he is walking through the streets in his underwear, they said.
The Emperor heard the people talking.
They are right, he thought. I'm not wearing any clothes, but I am the Emperor, and I must keep walking.
So he walked back to the palace.
Find those tailors and bring them here, he ordered.
The guards looked for the tailors everywhere, but they couldn't find them. From then on, the Emperor wasn't vain anymore. He stopped thinking about clothes. He decided to work for his country and his people. He became a good and hard-working emperor.